He was our favourite in the house, or my favourite in the house anyway, and I've already met him. I've just met him in the little kitchenette barroom area and bowed down to him. He is Mr. John Tickle, the legend, chosen by God. Hello!
Hello, Chris Moyle.
There's John Tickle!
John Tickle.
I love you.
I love you too, Chris.
No, I really...
Shall we make beautiful man love together?
No, but I can't believe you're out. First of all, I apologise for not being on the radio last week.
Yeah.
I took 1 week off and you're out.
Well, I met Allard at the press conference after the thing, and I kind of thought that he might have some part to play in it.
Well, it's kind of his fault as well. But I take with full responsibility for being away. Because if I would have told everyone to vote for Cameron and Federica, and I would have made sure that you stayed in. And I'm appalled and disgusted by the great British public. And I've met, and I'm sure you'll meet, and if you haven't already, lots of people who will go, oh, it's John Tickle, well, Big Brother, I can't believe you're out, mate. I thought you were very entertaining. I can't believe you're out. Did you vote?
Nah.
Which is what happens.
I think that's exactly what happened.
Spencer last year, exactly the same thing. Because I saw him like a couple of days after he was out. People coming up to him, sitting outside the pub. Can't believe you're out, mate. You're the only thing in there worth watching. Oh, cheers. Did he vote? Nah. Well, that's why I'm out then, you idiot. Why do you think? But it's that simple. Mm. And so I'm sorry. I apologise.
That's all right. I'll probably forgive you. You saved me from a fate worse than death.
That seems a few things.
It isn't.
Are you nervous?
A little bit, yeah.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Are you nervous with Davina?
Yes, exceptionally. And like I was then, I think I might wet myself sometime in the next 5 minutes.
You didn't seem nervous with Davina, it has to be said.
No, I'm quite good at blagging it.
Mm. I thought you came across quite charming, actually, on Friday.
Really?
Yeah, I thought you were very endearing.
Ah, well, that's Davina for you. I've got to tell you a quick story about Davina, which sums up a character entirely.
Your baby?
No, right, unfortunately not. Oh, I wish. One of the blokes from the cricket club went down to stand in the
green. Really?
Blimey.
And
the rest is history.
I'm going to get a lot of this, aren't I? And went into the crowd, and he had his, like, five-year-old kids with him. And Davina found out, put them in the green room, made sure they had toys, drinks, signed T-shirts for them. She did everything personally. She didn't get a runner to do it or a production assistant.
She's a lovely lady.
She's absolutely exceptional.
The lovely Davina. And it's my baby, by the way.
Oh, is it?
Congratulations. But it's mine, yeah. Right, let's talk. I could talk to you for hours.
So could I.
Do you want to know the latest housemates up for eviction this week?
Yes.
Okay.
I've not heard it yet. I've got my own predictions, but I'll be interested to hear what they are.
Who do you think they are?
It's Tanya and Steph, I would have thought.
Okay. I don't know who they are. Alan's written them down. Little piece of paper.
Oh, look, it's like Christmas, isn't it?
Really? Does that remind you of Christmas?
It's a card.
It's a piece of paper folded.
Okay.
I mean, it could be a recipe, could be an alpha plane.
I'm that blind.
The latest housemates up for eviction this week are...
Massive pause.
In alphabetical order. Nush. And... Steph.
Ah.
And... Tanya.
Good Lord. Well.
Yes!
There we go.
Goodbye, Tanya.
So what's happened there is all the lads have said, right, we've had our week of evening things up, and now we're going to go for the girls.
Well,
again.
You predicted that all the lads would stay together, but I didn't think they would. I could have predicted easily last week that no girl would be up, because all the girls were making such a big thing about, oh, this girl's going out every week, this girl's going out every week. I knew someone like Ray would crumble and go, well, I can't vote for a girl, it wouldn't be fair. But actually then, the flip side of that is it's not fair then that you should feel like you should vote for a boy. But anyway...
It was right, there were a couple of boys out last week, because we needed...
No, yeah, but not you and Fed being the boys.
Well, thank you very much, but it was always going to be girls this week, because, you know, we need to look at girls in bikinis when we're doing nothing, but now the game is starting to get serious, and people need to get voted out, I think.
I disagree with you on some of the housemates.
Go on.
Tanya, I'm sorry, I can't bear her.
She's harmless. Everyone's given her a really bad press. It's down to the edit. She's trying
to... See, now, I don't know if it is or not, but... Because everyone says that, and I know that it's half an hour of... we only see half an hour of 24 hours. But then there's all the E4 stuff, and I just can't bear her.
The thing is, Chris, that everybody in that house is playing a game. I played a game. It just happened to be with Big Brother rather than the other contestants. Everyone's trying to get across a certain image to the rest of the housemates to stop themselves being nominated. Tanya's is she's trying to do a Jade and dumb down a bit. That's why she's annoying. But she's not like that. She's quite a smart girl.
I can show you the reason why, but I can't say it on the air.
Ah.
So I've written it down, and I'll show you and Dave and Will.
Right.
But you can't say what I've written down.
Okay.
Okay.
But the reason I don't like her is for that reason.
No! Brilliant.
Does she?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
can't, and that's all I can say.
I can't say anymore, but I'm surprised about that.
Really,
I didn't realise that was part of the problem.
It's one of the reasons why, and it's because, and I had to go off the air again. And that's...
Yeah.
yeah. Okay. So anyway, there you go. Right.
But there wasn't that much to do in the house, so that was okay.
No, I know there's...
She's not bad to look at. You know, it has to be said.
See, no, I
don't find her. I don't find her offensive.
You know,
on
she's
you,
got
right?
this thing where when she doesn't smile, she looks like a sulky old sourpuss.
Yeah.
And I don't like that. See, now when Nush doesn't smile, when she's got no expression, Nush just looks a bit gormless. But
she's
when Tanya doesn't smile, she just looks like... And she goes, and when she nominates, she's like this.
I haven't seen much of the show yet, because they don't provide videos. And
really?
So, and
that's
I
so evil. You know how much money you've made them?
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah.
So all I've seen is last week's nominations.
Right.
And she sat in there and gave two invalid nominations. Mm. I want to nominate person one because I don't get on with them very well, and I get on with the other housemates better.
What can I tell you?
Well, there you go.
So you said something very nice about Scott on Friday night, which you said everybody should have a best friend like Scott, which I thought was nice, even the fact that he'd voted for you that week. But I thought that was very, not big, because that's the wrong word, but I thought that was a very nice thing to say. I like him, but he hasn't really done much, as far as we're concerned.
Was it you, John, that said that you thought that he'd been very sort of harshly edited out, so
yes,
as to be not that big a character, whereas you said in real life there's actually a lot more to him, because he doesn't come over as being, you know, a huge personality.
He is, this is from somebody who, quote, doesn't watch Big Brother.
Yeah, I'm trying to for the show, you see.
Right.
So I'm trying to be more part of it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the thing with Scott is that he's got an amazing...
I don't want to play a record.
You have to play a record.
I don't think the nation wants it more. I think the nation want to hear John converse with the nation.
I've got to get on a bike and go up to the BBLB studios.
Nobody watches that show anyway. 6.5 million people tune into this now, all want to hear you. You'll go on that Big Brother Little Brother show tonight, Dermot will be glaring at his clipboard, you'll say four words, they'll have three callers on that you can't hear anyway because the phone balancing unit sounds awful to me, in my personal opinion, not the opinion of the BBC. Well, you may as well sit here and talk to your beloved fans.
What is it with between you two? You're both very nice people and you don't like each other. It's
Do you know
ridiculous.
What? I like Dermot. I've got a lot of time for Dermot. But once I've started ribbing him on the air, for some reason, he can't work me out. Whereas I like him. I think he's a really nice guy. I think he's a really, really nice guy.
Does he think you're an enigma?
I don't know. What, the post office service?
That's insignia.
That's it, yeah. But I don't know what it is.
Anyway, Scott.
Yes.
Amazing dry sense of humour, wicked bloke, and really now is stepping up to where he should be in the house. Starting to do far more cooking. Ownership of the kitchen is key in that house. He won't get nominated if he cooks.
Yeah.
And he probably now, I haven't seen him very much, but will start to lead more conversation and be a more central figure in the house. He's playing an extremely good game. He's just been quiet.
Yeah.
But still himself. And now in the next few weeks, you'll see him coming through. Scott to win. By a mile. Country mile.
Would you like some of my peeled skin?
Oh, yes, please.
Would you like fresh peeled skin?
That means.
What?
That's gross, man.
There. Really? You haven't seen half of it. Do you want to see the
I've been sunbathing for 4 weeks, and I'm not peeling.
Let's see
what
it looks like. It looks like a donut.
Oh, I'm really glad you can't see what I'm seeing right now.
I know.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Where did you go, Chris? I don't know.
Beefer!
Beefer?
Yeah.
It must have been even hotter than in the garden.
There you go. Would you like that?
Thank you very much. Can you put it in a box so I don't have to touch it?
Yeah, okay.
It's a keeper.
Right, we'll play this and we'll be back with Mr. John Tickle, the legend.
You are now rapping with 50 Cent. 50 Cent.